Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm delighted to be welcoming back Dan, my man in Japan. Dan, you gave us great insight into Ange Postecoglou. Please give us insight and the pronunciation of our new player that we signed this, where we woke up this morning to.
You woke up to a gem. You woke up to Kyogo Furuhashi, one of the J-League's best. We all have nothing but great things to say about him. The people I know who have followed his career are beside themselves right now. An amazing signing by Celtic, a coup, an absolute masterstroke. Just the fact that they kept this under wraps until it was announced, which is something that you never see on that side or over here. And he's just an incredibly talented player. He's going to light up the goal for you guys week in, week out. Amazing. I think that Celtic have gotten themselves a real winner.
Is he one of the top strikers in the J-League? Or was he?
He may still be. Vissel Kobe play a game tomorrow night. We have no idea if he's actually going to be involved in that. But he does lead the league table, 14 goals. That's 14 out of Vissel's 32 goals this season. He knows exactly where to put it to get it into the back of the net. Good with his feet, knows where to head it in, knows how to set up a pass if he has to, you know, and provide that assist. But really, he is just good anywhere on the pitch. When he has the ball, you watch him play, and it's like the ball is glued to his feet. It just incredible vision, a playmaker. I'm running out of superlatives to describe Kyogo, but just a gem, an absolute gem.
Oh, that's music to our ears, because you know how much I loved Shunsuke Nakamura. So if we can get another gem from Japan, it would be amazing. But Dan, as you said, we've done our business quietly, and that's the way we want to do our business, because what we've had over here over the last couple of weeks is speculation, false headlines, bullshit, and just, you know, we've been linked with a lot of players who may or may not be, you know, talking to the club, but this proves that the club are doing the business quietly. We have a new CEO, Dominic McKay, and we're happy with that because there was a lot of leaks, and obviously before Ange came, we had 10 weeks of Eddie Howe, but you know, that's all behind us, and we're just delighted to get this signing in, because when I woke up this morning, you know, I wasn't aware, and then I soon got a press release from Celtic, which you don't normally get so early in the morning, and it was just, you know, normally the evening before you would get a little insight into what's happening, but no, this was just pushed in, and it was lovely to wake up to this morning, because what I've been reading about him is so positive.
I can only imagine. There was nothing about this in Japanese press. He had been getting interest from, I believe, Anderlecht in Belgium, PSV in Holland. They were said to be keeping their eye on him and had possibly submitted offers. But I think it speaks volumes about Furuhashi's talent that not only did Celtic go for him, but that they paid up or are going to be paying up. The rumored transfer fee is something in the vicinity of £5 million. That is, if it's in the range 4.6, 4.7, I think that would be the second largest transfer fee paid for a Japanese player in Japan. The largest was a few years back when Arsenal paid $5 million for Takuma Asano, and who is now, I believe, going to be in the Bundesliga this season. But he is a talent that deserves it, and that they were willing to get out the checkbook shows how much they wanted him. Definitely shows how much Ange wanted him. This was a surprise announcement, but I think if you go back and check the tape, you'll find all of us saying that Ange had a list. I'm sure he knew which players he wanted the club to have a look at, to keep an eye on. And I have no doubt that Furuhashi was either at the top or very close to the top of that list.
Yeah, and that's also great to hear, because we have signed three other players before this. And, you know, you do wonder, was it the last manager? Was it the last, head of scouting or director of football, whatever his title was, who left the club? Were these, you know, legacy players from them that the club had been tracking last season? And, you know, were they really Ange's players? So this one now has just Ange stamped all over it.
This is the peanut butter and jelly. Is that a thing over there? Does that work here? I know I don't want to get too American on you.
We can book fast on the fish supper.
There you go. There are few Japanese strikers, wingers. I mean, he can play as a striker, he can play as a winger. I'm not going to get too into the tactical side of things, but few Japanese attackers who are better suited for Ange's style of play than Kyogo Furuhashi. I think that he will know the kind of football that Ange wants to play. I think he's going to be prepared to slot into that system. He is good at dropping back and contributing to the defense, which I think even if you're on the front lines under Ange, you do have to do. You aren't just sitting and cherry picking. You see him in the midfield contributing, helping to get the ball back, pressuring. So I think that he's going to know what he's getting into. It's not like other players may be going into situations where they've seen tape, they have seen the style of play that their clubs utilize, but you know they may not be used to dealing with it. They may have different expectations. He's faced it. He's scored against Ange's Yokohama F. Marinos in the past. He knows exactly the kind of style they play. He knows exactly how they won the title in 2019. He knows exactly how they've been so strong this season. So he's going to go in having already memorized his lines. Obviously, I'm not going to say that you know he's going to be from day one 100% ready to go. He's still going to a foreign country. He's still going to have to get used to things. It's different environment, different culture. But when you're on the pitch, all you care about is the instructions you've been given and what you're told to do. And I think that Furuhashi is a mature player, he's a smart player, and he's going to know exactly what is being asked of him.
Yeah, and he's won a couple of trophies in Japan, and he's also an international player who scored goals for the international team.
That's right. In fairness, looking at his goal-scoring record, two of those did come in Japan's narrower than expected 14-0 win over Mongolia. I'm pretty sure I was credited with a goal at some point in that game. That was wild. But in all seriousness, yeah, not to get too glib, because I have gotten in trouble for being glib on Celtic related podcasts before. But this is a signing that everyone listening should be excited about. He is just a phenomenal player. He has so much potential. He's at 6 caps right now. That number is only going to keep going up. And I think that by going to Celtic, by being in a position to play for a club like that, he is setting his intent on making the 2022 World Cup squad. And as long as he continues to perform at the level that he has in Japan, I think that's very much in the realm of possibility.
Yeah, and Dan, I spoke to you before about my last I suppose, confidant in Japan, which was a local lad from Drogheda, Baz Riley, who I actually had in the studio yesterday to record a podcast because he lived in London and we were doing something on the Euros and the final, and we were also talking about, you know, life in Japan as well. Although we didn't bring up Shinsuke Nakamura. And I couldn't believe it this morning when I woke up and I said, oh, Jared, we could have spoken about that on the podcast because we're going to put it out this evening. So I messaged him and he was walking last night and I messaged him and I just got a message back off him now. And he tells me, he says, FC Gifu in the third division, I think I pronounced that right, my local club and home of my favourite Japanese band, that's a band he was actually in, The Solution. And he just says, I'm just so happy and excited to wake up to the news this morning. He's been playing alongside Iniesta for Vissel. And look, he says he's got loads of ability. And he just hopes he settles into Glasgow and learns the language because he does know Glasgow too. And like, it's not the easiest place for someone from a different culture, as he knows, because his Japanese wife and you know, children are half Japanese, half Irish, and I'm sure they found some culture shocks when they moved to Ireland. But yeah, he was over there for about 12 years, and he's so excited. And is that the reaction in Japan? You know, from the media and from, I suppose, fans of the club he's going to leave, because you'll have to do some exit merchandise now.
You will, and just as you saw, there was the farewell, the thank you, boss merchandise, just as I promised there would be. And I'm sure that Vissel are preparing a line of Kyogo Furuhashi. You're going to get the commemorative uniform, the t-shirt, the scarf, the photo frame, the keychain, the stuffed bear, the cushion. They're going to put out all that because Vissel know what they're doing. And even though they are getting £5 million from Celtic, why not get another few hundred thousand from the fans who will be more than willing to celebrate one of their own? When he played at Gifu, they were still in the second division. Now they're in the third. They're dealing with a rough time, but he was a star. You could tell that he was destined for greater things. I have a couple of good friends who live there, and they're both British, and they are involved in the J League sort of English language fan community. Their reactions, they are like beaming fathers whose son has, you know, gone off to has gone off into the world. They could not be prouder. I think that Gifu fans are going to feel the same way. Especially because they should be eligible for some of that training compensation, the solidarity payments. And so they'll be getting a cut. They'll be getting their cut. And that's good for Gifu and certainly good for Kyogo's youth clubs, his high school team, his university team, because it is so rare that a Japanese player earns such a high wage bill. So this is going to be celebrated for a lot of reasons. Not just because a Japanese player is going to Europe, not just because a Japanese player is going to one of Europe's most historical clubs, one of its most storied clubs, but because a Japanese player is finally getting the transfer fee that they deserve. And that's not something that we've seen very often between Europe and Japan.
Yeah, it's just like we spoke, I'm not sure if we spoke on the last time you were on when we spoke about Ange or if it was offline about, you know, and would look to Japan to bring in players. And, you know, I'm just delighted that, like, with the news of the quality that you're telling me about and from Baz as well, because, and the fact that he's come up from his local club is just it's a lovely story to come to my club. And I'm just raging we couldn't have gotten recorded last night.
And hey, you know what? The best thing about Furuhashi having started his career at FC Gifu is that they wear green. So hey, you'll be set. I'm sure you'll see plenty of Gifu uniforms and Vissel Kobe uniforms, and even Yokohama F. Marinos uniforms at Celtic Park when things are open to international tourism again. It's gonna be just like when we have our Super Cup every February. And it's that sort of not just about the two teams that we're playing, but it is a celebration of the league. So it's fun, you know, going to the stadium and seeing people wearing all the different uniforms and all that stuff. So I do hope that this signing, I know that Ange's rise, his arrival, inspired a lot of Celtic fans to discover the J-League and to discover Yokohama and what they're doing as a club. I'm sure this will inspire fans to look at Vissel Kobe and what they've been doing over the last few years, although I'm sure they'll be very familiar with Andres Iniesta and his journeys in Japan. And do take a look at FC Gifu. They're a great sort of smaller market club. I mean, it is much more of a local team. They're much, much, much smaller than Kobe and certainly than Celtic. But they're a great community side. They have very deep ties with their local fans. And the more that Celtic fans learn about our pyramid, the better.
Brilliant. Dan, I know you're very busy today with requests and appreciate that. We're the only podcast that you come on to, so I really appreciate that. And also, you're going to be reporting on the Olympics, which is eventually going to go ahead with no fans in the stadium. So, but it's, you know, hopefully it's going to be the spectacle for us watching on TV. And, you know, from Ireland, we're sending over a team. But, you know, keep an eye on our boxers because they should medal.
I look forward to it is one of the best stadiums that Japan has to offer. And it's disappointing that it can't welcome the crowd of 63,000 that it can fit. There's going to be some exciting games there. But I at least the games will go on. Hopefully everyone's country does them proud. I'm looking forward. I'm going to see my women's team for the first time. That's something that's really exciting. And afterwards, there will be J-League again, and there will be the Premiership. And looking forward to seeing how Kyogo gets on under Ange. And there's you know, the Olympics, which we're looking forward to, and there's a lot after the Olympics we're looking forward to. So good times for all of us.
Brilliant. Ange will be in the news, no doubt, in Japan for the season. But we've got 2,000 fans back in tomorrow for a pre-season against Preston, and we're excited about that. I'm not one of the lucky ones, but me travel certificate did come in this morning, so I'm getting a bit excited about getting back to Celtic Park. And when all this is over, Dan, we hope to see you in Glasgow. But we look forward to the Japanese fans coming back because they did come in the numbers to see Nakamura. So once again, Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to fill us in.
Not a problem, Andrew. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to doing it again. Hey, if you might have room in the budget for one more Japanese player. And, you know, knock on wood, fingers crossed, I'm happy to come on if that's the case. And if not, then, hey, you've got our best manager and you have our best player. And hopefully that'll be enough at least until the winter.
Music to my ears and all the fans. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight. and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.